Noon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories that we are following in the KZST newsroom. A longtime Santa Rosa appliance store has suddenly closed, leaving customers with orders in the dark. Aysen's Appliance has been on Piner Road since 1948, but a note on the door says they are now closed. The store is owned by 1847 Holdings out of New York, and on their website, the company posted a note on February 20th saying they had made the decision to divest of Aysen's. According to 1847, closing Aysen's will reduce expenses by $10.9 million annually and reduce the company's liabilities by $4.5 million. But there's no word on what customers who had placed orders with Aysen's should do or what will happen to the store's employees. It will be the most expensive seismic bridge retrofit in Sonoma County history. The Waller Road Bridge is about to get an upgrade. The county awarded the $18 million contract to Gelati Construction to build a new lightweight concrete deck, seismic insulation bearings and joints, steel truss reinforcement and foundation reinforcements designed to meet current seismic design standards for bridges. Work on the 102-year-old one-lane bridge over the Russian River will begin this summer and should be complete in 2025. Sebastopol wants to trash its current garbage hauling contract and put it out to bid. The current contract is with Recology and was based on a contract from 2008 with the Ratto Group, which Recology purchased in 2017. Recology says they are losing up to $1 million per year based on that contract and proposed rate increases between 30 and 39%, which Sebastopol rejected. Instead, the town will hire a consultant and put the entire contract out to bid. Santa Rosa police officers were dispatched to West Steel Lane in Santa Rosa early this morning at about 3:48 a.m. for reports of a vehicle that ran into a light pole. Upon arrival, they found the vehicle and the downed light pole, but no driver. Witnesses described the person and said he wandered down Range Avenue. That is where police arrested 24-year-old Santa Rosa resident Anthony Burns for having a blood alcohol level more than twice the legal limit. In sports, the Warriors take on the Lakers at home tonight, and it was on this day back in 1980 when the Miracle on Ice hockey game took place, when the U.S. beat the Soviet Union 4-3 during the Olympic Games in Lake Placid, New York. 2 days later, the U.S. beat Finland to win the gold medal. And your forecast. This evening, mainly clear with some patchy dense fog forming by early tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow after morning fog, partly cloudy, mid-60s. We could have some low 70s on Saturday. And finally this half hour, some good news for you. Former President Jimmy Carter is the first U.S. president to be honored with an official White House Christmas ornament while still living. The ornament was unveiled Wednesday and is the latest in a yearly series issued by the White House Historical Association. Carter's ornament is shaped like an anchor in a nod to his Navy service. Other aspects of Carter's presidency are represented by doves, a globe, a submarine, and peanuts. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura!
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
Fall in love at first bite all February long at Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've waited a year and now their heart-shaped pizzas are here with a legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Share it with the family that you love, a special someone, or just the two of you. Order to dine in, take out, or delivery.
Download the Mountain Mike's app and order a heart-shaped pizza. With the app, you get special perks and discounts, too. Pizza the way it ought to be. Online at mountainmikes.com.
All right, Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 605. Final check of the roadways. Still got that crash at River at Old Monterio Road. They do have the tow truck out there. Like I was telling you, they were getting the car up from an embankment. So still working on that right now. CHP is going to be on scene for that. Southbound 101, still seeing some slowdowns from Hearn Avenue going all the way back down to Steel Lane. Northbound, it's going to be from Baker going back to the Santa Rosa Avenue exit area. Looking good in Petaluma. And east and westbound Highway 12, not bad at all. Make sure you're buckled up. And that's your latest and final up to the minute CHP traffic.
100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 608. So Travis Kelce, just so you know, spent $16,000 in Taylor Swift for Valentine's Day, and that included $7,000 in roses, and he is now in Australia on her tour with her.
Leave your dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times. We're not trying. So get the headlights. Summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice. Angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
Every morning at 9:30, Debbie Abrams celebrates birthdays. The famous
Jennifer Aniston, 54 today. Bradley Cooper turns 49. And Orlando Bloom, 47 years old.
The infamous
Tiger Woods, who's 48.
And of course, the birthdays of KZST listeners.
A shout out to Ron Sheldon from Petaluma, Shannon Sherwood from Healdsburg, and Kathy Golden from Cloverdale.
If you're celebrating a birthday, go to KZST.com and let us know so Debbie Abrams can let Sonoma County know. Every morning at 9:30 on 100.1 KZST.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how.
KZST, it's Mike Adams. We had a beautiful day in the wine country. Nice and cool tonight. Going to get down to 40. Sunshine tomorrow, 66. Saturday looking really good. Mostly sunny. 71 for the high.
Let's face it. Eating healthy can be somewhat unhealthy on your bank account, but not at your local grocery outlet. Here we have hundreds of items we like to call NOSH. Natural, organic, specialty, and healthy. Look for the NOSH sign and you'll find amazing deals on gluten-free, all-natural, and all-organic foods. You'll find great deals on plant-based foods as well. Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today and get your health and bank account back on the right track.
Grocery outlet, bargain market. Need information on healthcare options, transportation services, or assistance with daily activities? Look no further than the Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory. This comprehensive directory is a treasure trove of local services and programs tailored to our vibrant community. If you're an older adult and looking for social activities, or someone with a disability seeking adaptive technologies, the 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory has you covered. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
It's about the people.
I just want to say thank you so much, KCST, for being so nice and personable.
It's about the community.
That was awesome. Thank you. Bye.
It's about the sound of Sonoma County.
Just thought I'd call in and say that I love your radio station and I listen to it all the time.
100.1 KZST.
Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. Gonna make. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile. Say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. See, I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we desire. Gonna make however big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me. We may be right, we may be wrong, but I wanna bring you along to the world I see, to the world we close our eyes to see.
Sonoma County's 100.1, it's KZST, I'm Mike Adams, and a lot of folks were wondering, just like I was, where the heck did Wendy Williams go? Well, she has been diagnosed with the same form of dementia as Bruce Willis. She is still able to do many things for herself. Most importantly, she has been holding on to her trademark sense of humor and receiving the care that she requires to make sure she is protected and that her needs are being addressed. We wish Wendy Williams well.
Fantasy, lonely like a highway.